And welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's show highlighting our homeowners, our staff, and our partners that help us move the mission forward. My name is Morgan Brochetti, and I'm your co-host, and I'm here today with Mike Sutton. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. Excited to talk to Steve and Nancy Westfall today.
Yeah.
They're longtime Habitat supporters. They've built a number of homes with us, and they're philanthropic-minded, community-minded folks mm-hmm. that just do so much in St. Petersburg and throughout our community. So it's going to be fun to talk to them. And man, Steve's a talker, so we're gonna have fun with him. He's got some great stories, and I think we'll hear a little bit about how their foundation came to be, mm-hmm. how their restaurants that they own are engaged in the community as well.
Right. Yeah, it's been pretty cool. When we were doing some data polling just to see what the previous homeowners are from that have been sponsored by Steve and Nancy through the restaurants and through their foundation, and it goes all the way back to 2017, so they've been partners with us for a long time, which is pretty exciting. So it'll be cool to kind of highlight them, especially after dedication earlier this week.
You know, one of the things that was really cool about Steve and Nancy is they actually had someone who worked in their kitchen at 400 Beach. Mm-hmm. They are the previous owners of 400 Beach, recently selling that restaurant, but they had a one of their cooks that came through our program. And Steve and Nancy decided that they were also going to sponsor that house. And so, Awesome. Yeah, it's just really cool. I mean, there's no better way to really show your employees love than to, you know, get involved in that right. way, right?
So, yeah.
But when Zach and his family became homeowners a couple of years ago, I mm-hmm. know that was life-changing for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And life-changing for Nancy and Steve, too, I'm sure. So, yeah, they're great folks. We're really excited to talk to them today.
Yeah, they're going to be awesome guests.
Yeah.
Ahead of that, we've got a big milestone coming up. The 700th.
You know, I can't believe that. I was talking to somebody earlier today about it, and they, you know, they said, gosh, they're in Clearwater, and we did our 400th home in Clearwater, mm-hmm. and they made the comment, like, gosh, you know, it feels like we just dedicated the 400th home.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, 700 homes in Pinellas and Pasco counties mm-hmm. Coming up in about a week's time.
Yeah.
What's really cool about the 700th home, and this is the first time we've ever done this, we pulled the community together to
yes.
sponsor it. So we went out and we said, hey, Habitat supporters, for $700 in honor of the 700th home. Get it? 700,
very
700.
Clever.
See that? you can support this home. And so we raised, I think we had over 120 individuals mm-hmm. and businesses.
Yeah.
Come together and step up and support the home. We've raised about $100,000. And
amazing.
And we also are going to build this house with 100% solar energy.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
Solar Bear, right? And
Solar Bear.
A new
yeah.
partner.
Yeah, yeah. So Blake, one of the owners of Solar Bear, great guy, came to us and said, hey, we really want to do this with you guys. And so it's, a solar system that's valued at more than $25,000.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. The family will have like a $12 electric bill,
wow.
which will basically be the meter.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
It's pretty neat. I can, especially right now with how hot it is, I can only imagine only having to pay $12 a month. But yeah, 700 homes. So when I started here, my very first day, we dedicated house 280.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was 7.5 years ago.
That's
so
crazy. I mean, it was only 2 years ago that we celebrated 600.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What house did, when you started, where were we in the production?
I tried to go back and look at the numbers, and I couldn't place it.
Well, you're a UCF grad. Adding and subtracting is tough sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. But it was a double dedication. It was in Tarpon Springs. I want to say.
I remember that. On Cypress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, that was my first one, so there was no better way.
500?
I think so.
Yeah.
No better way to kind of kick off your career with Habitat than a double dedication.
Yeah.
Cool.
We planned that just for you.
Of course.
Yeah. And what else we got? We got the Restore Back to School campaign.
Yes, exciting.
Where did the summer go?
It's already flown by. It's
yeah.
pretty insane. We have been looking for donations for students,
mm-hmm.
kind of keeping those college kids in mind.
Yeah.
So if you have students that are kind of still working on their dorm or they're trying to figure out their apartment situation with furniture, the Restore is a great place to shop. We have the two locations in Clearwater and then in Palm Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for small appliances or side tables, bookshelves, things like that, it's a really great place to shop. And if you show your student ID, you get a special discount. So
I came across my student ID over the summer when I was doing some cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Can I present that?
I don't think so. But
black and white. It's pretty cool.
I mean, we do know people, so maybe we'll see.
Oh, maybe. We might do that. Well, cool. Let's talk to Steve and Nancy a little bit about their philanthropic efforts and what they do in the community and a little bit about their restaurants.
Yeah.
And looking forward to talking to them.
Let's bring them on.
Cool. Steve and Nancy, thank you so much for being with us today. You are on the world renowned.
We've reached every corner of
China. We had a viewer in China once, so we are worldwide.
Uh-huh.
We're famous. But no, seriously, thank you for being with us today. You guys are just such amazing supporters in the community. You do so much work in the community to give back, and so we're honored to have you all here today to talk a little bit about your involvement with Habitat and the community.
Thank you for the invitation.
So for people that are watching or listening to our podcast, tell us a little bit about Steve and Nancy Westfall.
Steve and Nancy Westfall, been in married for 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. 10 going on 11 wonderful years. All right. And Nancy's been my right-hand person throughout my growth in the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have several, have had several, yeah. have mm-hmm. some, and had many more restaurants. It's been a very fortuitous career. Yeah. And as we drift off into the out of the spotlight so much, it's mm-hmm. important, though, to take the gifts mm-hmm. and the prosperity that's mm-hmm. come our way and make sure that we continue to channel it in the directions where it can do the most good for others and for the souls that we hope to nourish along the way too, our own. All right? It's just the right thing to do.
Sure.
Being here, helping others, because as you say, the tide rises for everybody.
Sure.
All right? Yeah. You know, so all boats must float.
Yeah.
And we're all equals. And it's just by the grace of God that we find ourselves in a position where, I hope if anything comes out of this that we, it's okay to lead. Mm-hmm. Because if other people see this and they're encouraged to follow or become a leadership of their own boat that's rising with that tide mm-hmm. that passes provisions on to others, then that's the purpose. And I'm happy to come here. Usually I do like to stay a little modest about the giving, but if it encourages mm-hmm. anyone to join the flotilla and make sure that we're all in this ride together, that's the purpose of being here today.
Well, your support has inspired others to give, not only at Habitat, but other organizations. And we just experienced that with you guys at our recent event that we did, Havana Nights at the Vinoy.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Steve, you helped kick off our ask that night where we asked all the supporters to support Habitat, and you challenged the crowd. And sometimes you never know how that's going to go, right? Yeah. It could just be complete crickets. People could get up and head towards the exits. But the crowd that night was just rallied behind your ask of stepping up and supporting the organization. And you challenged everybody by sponsoring a Habitat Home. And we had four others that stepped up and did the same. And then we ended up raising funds, about $500,000 that mm-hmm. night. And that was all kicked off with your amazing speech that, was very heartfelt. So
I think everybody couldn't wait. It's been a challenging year, however long it's been. It seems like an eternity. But we couldn't wait to get back out and do the things that make us feel better.
Right.
And as I encourage the people that night, do not let this opportunity go by. Mm-hmm. Do not go home and put your head on that pillow and wish that you had. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's an opportunity to make yourself feel good. And it worked. Mm-hmm. And I have, I don't know where the words come from, Mike, but went twice as long as I wanted to. I guess obviously it had twice the effect.
It did.
I'm a faith-based person, and if it's God inspired, and I was raised with the tithing aspect, and mm-hmm. it's like, look, 10% in my faith or denomination, I think that's the right word.
Yes.
Okay. So, I strive for 10%, mm-hmm. Of our earnings to go back into the community.
Sure.
And I will be honest and tell you that half the time I don't make the mark, but mm-hmm. I at least set the goal. And the reason I don't make the mark mm-hmm. is because more things, better things seem to keep coming and happening. And so the proverb of, tenfold comes back your way.
Yeah.
That's the miracle of, I'm not here to challenge it or anything,
sure.
but I just thought at one point I felt a responsibility, you know, that I wanted to, you know, what good is it if you can't do something good with it? And so as I started to live by that 10% rule, as I said, more and greater things started to come our way, and the challenge is to keep giving and giving and giving. That is a life well served, and that's all I'm trying to do.
I think that what you guys do in the community has that effect on people, because when people are going to eat in downtown St. Pete, you know, a lot of times you hear folks say, oh, well, let's go to the hangar and grab something casual, or hey, Park Shore. I can't tell you how many people I meet that say Park Shore is their favorite restaurant. Right. And formerly the, you know, 400 Beach, you know, again, I think, people frequent your restaurants because they know how great of people you all are.
Mike, and I'll let you get a word in edgewise. I think you're also privy to the fact that we help support the Feeding Tampa Bay.
Sure.
Okay, and that is right on our menu. And perhaps yours should be too, and we find a way to continue to market the brands together. You know, if we can, if someone eats at our restaurant and we're able to take a 10 cents or 20 cents or 25 cents and feed another, it works just that way. So if you eat at our restaurant, and we've used that as a promotion, then you feed another. And we also, with this latest dedication, made sure that the word is out there that when you continue to support us, we try to be good stewards with the money that you trust us with.
Sure,
all right?
Sure.
And I think I put on my post that sometimes I've hoarded in the past and I've sat on the assets and they sit there. And I'll tell you, my world gets to be pretty slow. It's just miraculous how it works that way. I don't try to sit on it. We try to channel it right back out as fast as it comes in, just like I said before, and then it comes back again and again and again. We're blessed that the businesses are doing good.
Sure.
Hey, I'll be honest, it's good business too.
It keeps
the foot traffic coming in our doors.
Absolutely.
All right. Those that want to help us support, and I appreciate every single one of them.
So obviously you all, it was in the news, you know, you recently sold 400 Beach. And you mentioned something a little bit earlier, I kind of caught you say, you know, kind of backing away a little bit. What's kind of the future for the restaurant group?
I have come to, you know, we all find our way in the world, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not serious to say that we each determine what's right for ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I got in the restaurant business, I'll be honest, it was to make a living.
Sure.
Right? And I made a very good living of it, but it's been a very challenging and rewarding business.
Yeah, yeah.
I came to love it, as strange as that sounds, for as hard as the work can be, and the never-ending hours and the day-to-day, 7 days a week, 364 days a year. Yes, I have an annual day off. What's in the future for us is that we're grandparents now.
And
I will say, I like to lead like this. Work is a learned habit, okay? And it's been a little challenging to unlearn that 7 day a week schedule. But as I take off from that schedule and leave less on my plate there, the door that I hope to see open up is to not just be the guy that writes a check and sends it to you. I was happy that I got to stand mindfully present at that dedication and with you at Habitat and the same over at Feeding Tampa Bay in the warehouse and maybe stock the boxes. I don't know what my role is or where it will be, but it will be much more gratifying. All right. And not that the restaurant business wasn't gratifying, but these are things that are truly a song from the heart, you know, that to be able to participate in what you all do.
Sure.
All right. So it's on the philanthropic side. That's where I wanted to, we would like to have more of an impact and continue to reach to our outreach programs and be more a part of it than we were able to in the past.
That's awesome.
And there's only so much time in the day.
Sure.
You know, and so I had to let go of some of that time. And
some of it's also in the family, right? So Nancy, your son, John, he's running the annex, right?
Yes.
And is active in that business, right?
So, and he's still at 400 too.
Oh, is he?
I don't know if
you
have to edit that or not.
No.
Yeah, it's another boss, and he's learning a new set of skills.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I've taught everything I could, and now there's another perspective, and he's learning.
But he's growing. He's growing, and he loves Habitat for Humanity, too.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure you will see more of him.
He's been out to Swing a Hammer a few times.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
And,
so,
and his wife, Haley.
And Haley, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, and I know John will continue in. Well, as a father, he has number two on the way. So I'm not sure how much time he'll have to dedicate to the on-site programs.
Yeah.
It'll shift a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Because of his presence with his locations and an understanding about another way of how I tried to pass down what was taught to me to the next generation, and that his participation, I think, will have some measure going forward, because the calls are often and frequent, and there's lots of things that we can all do to help many parts of the community.
Sure.
And John's role in that is to be revealed, but
that's
promise it'll be evident.
The next generation, I love it.
Right. That's awesome, and it's so needed, though. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, when you really think about one of the things that I've seen is that philanthropy is shifting and changing, and so if folks aren't teaching people that are in their 30s and in their 20s how to give back, and that, because that the generations that are coming out of college right now and stuff, it's all about the time, right? They're giving, they want instant gratification. They want to come out, they want to swing a hammer. They want to take a selfie of them swinging a hammer, and then they move on to the next thing,
right?
Right. But that giving component, the philanthropic
making
component
that connection
is so important. And if we're not teaching that, right, it makes our jobs harder to raise money. So keep teaching people that. We need to kind of show the community
the next generation.
Yeah.
And in a sense, to find the time to pay it forward and get back out there.
Yeah.
I had a little segue. I don't know if it'll make the cutting room floor or not, but Kind Mouse, another outreach program that we see. We love the fact that they're teaching what you said, the next generation, even from the third, fourth, and fifth grade on.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are packing lunch for their own schoolmates and learning how we all need to take care of each other.
Exactly.
All right. The me generation. Okay, I don't know if we were Y or X or what generation that was, but it kind of I don't know where we drifted so much away from it, or maybe it's just that I was too busy working to notice that other people were doing the work. but now that I'm migrating from the day-to-day of my career and wanting to go to the philanthropic, I will be putting my efforts into showing up for things like this, carrying the message, encouraging others to make this a part of what's a blessing in our lives, and how wonderful it is that, I don't know how it is. I pinch myself. Why is it us that get to participate? I'm just happy that we do get to participate. Yeah. I don't have the answers for.
Well, we're happy that you do participate. So, because it is more than just writing a check, right? It is part of it is coming out and meeting the folks in which you're helping and the ones that you're impacting. And I know how important it is to the homeowners. I mean, you've built 5 homes with us now, and I know how important it has been for them to see you out there swinging a hammer.
Making the connection.
Yeah. And then being there for the dedication. So and being able to hand over those keys.
Yeah,
I know
it's
that
all
that,
come in full circle.
Yeah.
We're working on number 6.
Yeah.
All right. And I'd like to think that it's a worthy goal.
Yeah.
With an expectation that we are able to do a house a year.
Yeah.
All right. So the contribution, and I've talked to you about multifamily.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of need for housing, and who knows with the TROP and new land allocation and where some multifamily and affordable housing might fit in.
Yeah.
But well, on the way here, I got another call from a politician asking me for support. So all I can do is buddy
up. Those calls are very frequent right now.
So I'm hoping if they want my ear, that I can have theirs, and that we can all work together on these not problems. What do we call it? Opportunities that exist to do good in our community.
Well, 85 acres of redevelopment space. I mean, it's got to be one of the largest redevelopment opportunities in the country in an urban core, right?
Yes.
And so there's one opportunity to get it right, and so it is very exciting. I know for Habitat, we look at that property like, just give us a little sliver of it, you know, and we can do some multifamily, we can do some single, whatever that looks like to fit the community, but mm-hmm, yeah, you know, there's just such a need for it. And in Pinellas County, it's becoming harder and harder to find property. But the need has never been greater.
Right.
And so we can't continue to expect our working, you know, our workforce to, relocate into Manatee and Pasco and Hillsborough County and then drive into Pinellas. It's just not, it's not going to survive and sustain.
Like for what staff that we do still employ at our restaurants,
yeah,
I hear every day about Steve, I'm going to have to move away. Yeah. I have to move farther and farther. My rents are going higher and higher.
Yeah.
And how do you build a city without employees to take care of the basic necessities that we all ask for and without those people? Mm-hmm. And so it's very, very important that, that we enlist the services of those our elected leaders and try to steer them in the right direction so they can hear the plea, answer the call, and get the job done.
Well, Steve Westfall for mayor in 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, really, you know, that vision, right? And I think that's one of the reasons y'all are such great partners is in the community is because you guys really care about the, mm-hmm, the city in which you live, not just your neighborhood, but the city. Mm-hmm. And so all five homes you've partnered with us on have been on the south side of St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. And so you know how important it is to provide opportunities for families in our community. So, and for that, we're forever thankful. So
thank you, Mike.
And we're thankful for you too. You have brought this to another level our area. And that's really, really important.
I'm surrounded by great people.
And your whole team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you guys keep it going for us to keep going to another house.
Right.
And that goes without saying thank you, you know, so I can keep my son, John, and Haley and Catherine, them still interested in something you have made so great for our community.
Awesome.
So thank you to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I know our staff is phenomenal, and they work hard every day to make sure that, you know, families have a place to live. So we'll do 65 homes this year, and that's no small feat, and it's, you know, because of our community.
That's great. So, thank you.
Yeah. It's true. I'm going to reiterate that. I opened with that the night of the Havana Nights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have built a top-notch organization, and it's a pleasure to do a business with every aspect of it. All right.
Okay.
So tremendous group of leaders leading the championing the cause, and make sure you join into these kind-hearted people's efforts to make a better life for all of our brothers and sisters and neighbors.
So true.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
We won't cut that part.
No, definitely.
But thank you guys seriously for being with us today, and thanks for everything you keep doing.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up, I still want to ask you.
Yeah.
I know. We talked about it, the dedication, so I know you've been thinking on it, but we ask all of our guests what home means to them.
You do yours, and I'll do mine.
Home means, truly does mean, where your heart is. You know, it's where your, it's your kibbutz of your family, your friends. It means everything in life to have a home to go to.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, it keeps you, keeps your heart good. So that's what it means to me.
Like it.
Yeah, love it.
And you
won. Well, I wanted to look up home in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And I have the feeling that it would read something like the ultimate destination. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
like
it's where all needs are met and served. And because without a home base, where would we be? Mm-hmm. Without a place to anchor ourselves so that we can go out and do whatever, you know, windmills we all must joust with to bring it to my early Don Quixote but you know, with food in the fridge and family, you know, to hear each other out and a place to grow and a place to rest your head and you know, I don't know, it's the ultimate destination. That's what it came when you asked me that question.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would pose the answer as home is the ultimate destination. I think
for like
us, two great
us
answers.
All.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Happy to be here. Thank you for the call.
Well, that was awesome to hear from Steve and Nancy Westfall, two just pillars in our community.
Absolutely.
They're not only employing a great deal of people in our community,
mm-hmm.
But they invest back in our community
through organizations like Habitat, Feeding Tampa Bay, and many others. So
yeah,
we're very fortunate to have them as donors and supporters here at Habitat.
Absolutely.
I always love when Steve comes out and works on the houses. And I've heard from site supervisors, him being so tall and all, that they give him the tasks that people can't reach.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
I love
yeah.
that.
So that was awesome. It was awesome to hear from them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so cool, especially with that kind of highlighting that partnership between food insecurity and then the lack of affordable housing, and that's kind of their focus.
Yeah.
So with us also partnering with Feeding Tampa Bay, that's been pretty cool. So a lot of synergy there between kind of philanthropic efforts, which is great.
It's funny, I was talking to Thomas, the CEO of Feeding Tampa Bay, just today. We were talking about our 700th home coming up, which they're going to make a big announcement at, so you don't want to miss that. But we were talking specifically about, really, at the end of the day, housing and food. Gotta have both.
Absolutely.
Great to hear that they support both organizations in the way they do.
Absolutely.
So, Morgan, tell us how people can get involved and engage with Habitat.
You know, we haven't done a highlight on the pillars in a little bit.
There we go.
There are five different ways to get involved with Habitat. So volunteering, come out on site, or volunteer in the restores, help build a home, or help support the restore, build more homes. You can donate, so whether that's through a monetary donation, through a donation to the restore, coming out to an event, so many different ways to secure our future there, through donations. Apply or refer a friend. Maybe you're watching right now and you know of somebody who's interested in trying to find affordable homeownership opportunities and they need to apply and they just haven't thought of Habitat yet. Send them our way, habitatpwp.org/apply for that. Advocacy. So we actually have a really exciting announcement. We launched our Advocacy Ambassadors Program, and we're looking to find people in the community who want to partner with us to get a better understanding of the affordable housing crisis and be more knowledgeable and be able to take action on how to do that. So we actually have an orientation coming up in September. So check out the website for that. That's at habitatpwp.org/advocate. And then obviously shop the restores. That's all of them, right? Did I hit all five?
I think you hit all five.
I think so.
That's it.
So check out the website. Make sure you're following us on social media. We have all the upcoming dedications listed, and we hope to see you at the 700th on August 30th.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, this was episode number 20 of the podcast.
Close.
19. But thank you all for being with us today, and thank you for your continued support of Habitat, and we'll see you next time on the Habitcast.